About 18 months ago here on Sunday Breakfast, we heard about the Turnaround Project in Newquay, which provides accommodation for young men to help put their lives back together. Well, some excellent news this morning, because the second phase of the project has now been completed, so accommodation can now be provided for young women as well. So let's head up to Newquay now to find out more from our reporter Zach Stanley. Morning, Zach.
Good morning. They could be homeless young men, children who have left the care system, or in fact anyone in housing need. These are the people the Turnaround Project aims to help by reducing the poverty associated with housing need at all times, promoting and enabling young people to acquire the relevant skills for unsupported independent living. Since opening its doors in January 2007, more than 50 young people have lived within the project and have had the opportunity to turn their lives around. Now, I'm joined this morning by the project's director, Deborah Bonner, and Mike Robbins, who's the pastor at the Newquay Christian Centre, where the Turnaround Project is based. We're also joined by a couple of the people that are involved in the project. Just introduce yourself for me.
Hello, my name's Aidan.
And you've been staying at the Turnaround Project, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been staying at Turnaround.
Okay, and your name?
Matt Kelly.
Okay, Matt, we'll come back to you guys in a minute. But first of all, Deborah, just tell us a bit more about the project. I've given it a bit of an introduction, but what's it really all about?
Okay, so as you said, we help young men between 16 to 25 who are in housing need and have what we call housing-related support needs. So that could be budgeting, need to learn how to cook, how to clean, how to maintain a tenancy. Basically, the goal is to achieve independent living once the young people move out from Turnaround.
Okay, and you've had a lot of success with it since the opening in 2004.
Yeah, we've seen over 50 young people, as you said, come through our doors. Young people sometimes don't necessarily achieve all of their goals straight away, and sometimes it's a bit of a challenge and you have to work through those issues, but generally they make positive steps towards education, employment, training. And Aidan, who we've got here, is actually doing a work trial at the moment at Sainsbury's, working with the Job Centre Plus, and we work closely with the different agencies, the youth agencies such as Share, Connections, the Job Centre, Youth Offending.
Okay. Tell us a bit more about this new phase, being able to take in young women as well as young men.
Yeah, it's really exciting. We purchased the building back in September 2007, and it's been a slow process, but finally this week we've just opened our doors officially to the public and let everybody have a chance to look around. But we haven't yet got our revenue funding, which is the running costs that we need to pay staff's wages and all the other associated running costs.
So you've paid for the building, you've paid for it to be renovated. In fact, we've been having a look inside there this morning. It's in a lovely old building, but inside it's very new, it's very fresh, it's very modern. But you're still looking for money to actually run the service, to actually keep staff here and keep people using it.
Yeah, when we first purchased the building, one of the priorities of supporting people was young people. But the very next year that changed, and their five priorities, one of them isn't young people. So the funding that was sort of available at that time is no longer available. So we're looking at revenue funding from whichever streams we can sort of get it, really.
Of course. How much does it cost to actually get the building, get the project to this phase?
Well, total at the moment is 1.2 to 1.3 million, including purchase.
It's not a small bill, is it?
No, and it's come from different sources. We had 350,000 given by former Restormwell Council for the purchase. Mm-hmm. We had a Places of Change grant for 525,000 to renovate, and then a further grant from Cornwall Council for 211,000. So,
okay, all right. Well, let's speak to a couple of the young lads that this project has helped. Now, is it Aidan?
Yes.
Aidan. How has this project helped you? How's it turned your life around?
This project's helped me a lot because they've made me independent at living, like how to cook and how to clean, basically how to live independently.
And how's the work placement going? You're working at a local supermarket. How's that going?
It's going really well. Everyone's there really good to work with, and it's given me a lot of confidence to work within a workplace.
Where do you think you'd be if it wasn't for people like Deborah, if it wasn't for this project?
I wouldn't be as confident as well, living on my own. Wouldn't be know how to cook properly or clean or be able to get up on time for anything.
So it's really helped.
Yeah.
And just remind me of your name, sorry.
Matt.
How's the project helped you, would you say?
Well, before I moved in, I was using a lot of recreational drugs, and I was in a lot of problems with my family and that, and I hadn't spoken to them for a long time. But when I moved in now, I've re-established contact with my dad after 3 years' time of no contact whatsoever. And if I'm completely clean off any drugs or alcohol.